Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Yes! Had to let that come in there. Tim McElrath from Rise Against, down the road in Chicago. Awesome band. A lot of the theme music here that we use at Busted Pencils. Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. First half hour with the incredible Alfie Cohn in Busted Pencils. Actually, in Cohn's zone within Busted Pencils. Alfie was busting some pencils, helping us understand truly what progressive education is, why learning loss is a real problem when we use this term. And then my little rant, the last part where Evan and I were talking about the fact that, well, it worked for me. And typically the rebuttal for saying school works. Look, in fact, the whole idea of being told something and then students being then forced to tell it back, that is learning. And we were talking about this a little bit in the part of going, people go, well, yeah, because that is what happened to me. And I think largely that's what pushes people into saying it worked for me. And so getting off of the sarcastic, it worked for me, people say it worked for you. And actually, I want to really question that to the point of going, if it did work for you, are you aware of anybody it didn't work for? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody, it worked for me, but I know you know at least 4 kids, 5 kids, 12 kids, depending on whatever it is, in whatever grade you were in growing up, you watched every year it not work.
My experience shows it being basically a lottery for children, that the chances that you get the right personality at the front of the classroom to truly engage this person, you know, and where learning can actually occur is, it's not easy and it's not very common.
No?
It happened to me a couple times, you know, in that K-12 space.
Yeah, and so a very good, passionate, powerful speaker has the ability to possibly spin the brain, get that thing moving like that. But the idea that telling people things and having students repeat it back. Now, learning loss. All right. Conspiracy theory or slacker truth? I'm going to put it out there. The reason I'm going to push Alfie on this a little bit, and I push guests all the time, but look, I know it's incredibly commonsensical to say I believe that kids lost their learning and therefore we should be really concerned about that and we should be testing them, and it makes sense that we do this so that we can provide for them everything we want. And, well, as we just pointed out, maybe the system doesn't work so well for kids, or the reality of the system is working just fine, Tim. And you progressives are really starting to bother those of us who understand that the system is working.
And I feel like that irritation tells us we're on the right track.
Right. Okay, because this is where I'm sorry, but when you hear Alfie talking about kids learning, constructing knowledge, working with their teachers, even being part of the decision making around what it is they learn, that drives traditional people nuts because it's an issue of power. Understand that what we're talking about here is that when somebody is talking about learning loss, they're really advocating for the status quo system that keeps them in power to stay in place. This is an argument about power, plain and simple. Not really concerned about kids learning, because if we were, we would have been concerned for years about every one of our friends who we watched the system fail. And
instead, it's on them.
Yeah, instead it's on them. It's their fault. They didn't learn. They didn't pay attention. They didn't have the right birth parents. They ended up in a house that ended up not providing adequate food, their health care. I mean, it's their fault they didn't have the necessities required to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. See,
you're poor.
And that's the, right? So when you understand that pushing against something as simple as learning loss is really frightening for status quo powerful people, then this maybe starts to make a little bit more sense about why it's so hard to break apart, because we've had this schooling system in place. I mean, Alfie has been writing and saying these things for 30 plus years. When he's talking about people who were saying these things 100 years ago, putting these four, okay, not saying these things, but demonstrating and showing what true learning is. But yet the system has never, ever incorporated it whole scale to allow learners the freedom, true freedom, to dig deeply into things. And I'm telling you, it's because the system works.
Yeah.
The system works just fine, Tim. Look at me. I'm successful. Right? Now, that's a little different reply than it worked for me. No, if you really want to think about that, and I would tell all of you people that say it worked for you, are you also then part of the problem of recognizing actually it didn't really work for you? It uses you to proclaim that it's working so that the status quo power brokers truly stay in business, stay in the positions they're in. This is the issue. So when it works for me, I don't know if it works for you, because I'm pretty sure you're not in the same category of those who actually have the power to make things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That, now, is that too far off the beaten path?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I just want it out there, because this is a system, and we have to look at this as a system. And, you know, I was talking to some friends the other day on a Zoom call about the system of education. In one way, is probably the most incredibly, if you looked at it biologically, it's got an immune system that's just unbelievable. It wards off any type of push against it to change, to make it move. It's like a super system, you know, because people like Alfie can be doing this. People like Gloria Ladson Billings could be at the University of Wisconsin-Madison talking about this. We can have all of the people saying, we know the science, we know the evidence, we have it out there, we have it in front of us. Why can't we make a difference? Why is it so hard to convince people that cutting the school lunch program is not good for learning? Instead, you'll have people say, look, we need their parents to learn how to work. It's like, you know what? We need their kids to eat before they come to school if you want learning to occur. Don't blame parents and try to say you're going to cut food subsidies to teach parents how to learn to work, when really what you're doing is punishing kids. So that's it. When you say the system works for you, please understand that you're making an argument to keep the status quo in place that really hasn't worked for a lot of people in lots of different ways, particularly marginalized populations, whether it's a socioeconomic marginalization, whether it's an ethnic racial marginalization, whether it's a gender marginalization.
By definition, marginalized communities.
Okay. And so if we're talking about lifting up marginalized communities, and if progressive education is the way to do that, then stop talking about learning loss and start talking about lifting people up, giving them freedom, digging deep into learning, because that's what we want to do when we're out teaching. We want it to be about learning.
Yeah.
That's what we do on Busted Pencils every week. See you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.